three or four minutes here in this break, and before the top of the hour, we will talk about the Razorbacks, but I want to get these calls in. Mikey.
Hey, man. Y'all reported on that guy that got raided by the FBI last week. The Rogers guy, did you ever figure out what they were looking for?
No, I don't know. Nobody's heard anything, and typically I guess the FBI is a little tight-lipped about these things until the investigation or whatever comes to a conclusion, but we'll see.
All right, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Steve, what's up?
Yeah, well, first of all, Justin, let me also say I have no problem with Ellen DeGeneres at all. I think she's a nice lady. I don't know what that meant, but if we had more people like her, we'd probably have less dead shot people. So that done.
Yes.
I have to agree with you, too, man. I think that Seattle's D-backs are getting a little too much attention. Think about how many times the defensive line hit Manning's hands or tipped the ball last night. I mean, and not to mention the rush. So I agree, man. I mean, don't get me wrong, the tackling, did they give MVP to the defense? Is that how it went down last night?
To a specific player on the defense, yes, linebacker.
Oh, I thought they should have given it to the whole team.
They probably could have, but I think that'd be unprecedented.
Well,
I'm guessing that Chevy didn't want to give away 11, 12, 13, 14, or 15 trucks, however many guys played on defense last night.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Also, wanted to ask you, do you pick out the music to your show?
Sometimes. Matt's responsible for a lot of it.
Well, I want to compliment whoever it is. Mississippi Queen by Mountain.
That's all Matt.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Leslie West, all 300 pounds of him. That guy could rock and roll. Keep it up, guys.
I appreciate it.
I'm looking back, and there's one instance of multiple players on the same team winning an MVP award, and it was when the Cowboys won in 1978, and they had two players, both on the defensive side, that were co-MVPs. You probably could have done the same thing yesterday, but you know, to what the caller said about the defensive line of Seattle needing to get a little more credit, there's some truth to that, but I mean the secondary and the front really work beautifully in tandem. What the secondary did, and you had a caller refer to this, you know, a few minutes ago, they shut down the sides of the field, both sides of the field. Outside the numbers, there was nothing at all for the Broncos to even try. And that's partially, you know, what they're built upon. So, you know, and they didn't get much time to throw. You know, Manning didn't get much time to throw either, but there wasn't anybody open on the outside.
I'm debating with the Pigskin Preacher on email and text as I continue the show today. And he is an avowed, I'm not sure why he's so anti-Peyton Manning, considering his guy won the Heisman Trophy over Peyton Manning. I could see him being bitter if Charles Woodson hadn't won the MVP or the Heisman Trophy over him. But he did, and yet he still detests Peyton Manning. Admittedly, when Peyton was a quarterback, I loved to see him fail against Florida and not come through big time in big games. However, as an NFL quarterback, I have lost most of my distaste for his performances. And those who get too wrapped up in one facet or another of his overall resume, it's a little bit bothersome. Again, we can all judge greats on... Some people you cannot possibly talk out of Montana. He's 4-for-4 in the Super Bowl. That's all I need to know. I don't care about anything else. I don't choose to look at it that way. I think you look at postseason performance. I think you look at regular season performance. You look at the MVPs. I mean, you can't discount the fact that Peyton won 5 MVPs in the regular season and that nobody else has won more than 3. That's unbelievable. That's incredible. What if he wins a 6th next year? You're still going to dismiss him as not a top 10 guy? Now everybody wants to focus on, well, his lack of success in the postseason. Drew Brees... pretty great quarterback. Top 6 or 7 all time. I think he's 6th all time in pass yards. He's 6-5 in the postseason. Now, again, there are a lot of great quarterbacks who nobody would argue is a top 10 guy that have great records in the postseason. Joe Montana's among them. Johnny Unitas is among them at 6-2. Dan Marino's 8-10 in the postseason. There's a knock on him. But I still consider Marino a top 10 quarterback.
I do too.
This is not limited just to Peyton Manning.
The one for me when you look at postseason performances and specifically Super Bowl performances and Super Bowl wins on the record is Terry Bradshaw. You would have a tough time sometimes making a case for Bradshaw being in the top 10 or even 15.
You can't because he's not a top 50 passer. You're not even the top 50 passers all time. I mean, I have a hard time with Montana because his numbers aren't gaudy, but he's a top 50 passer at least all time. A couple other things on postseason performance. Jim Kelly, great quarterback, guy made the Army, top 5. He's my top 5. Fine, I love Jim Kelly. 9-8 all time in postseason, okay? Donovan McNabb, 9-7 in the postseason. Peyton's 11-12. He's got a losing record in the postseason. That is a huge strike against him. It doesn't automatically kick you out of the conversation. Brett Favre's two games over 500. He's 13-11. Is he not a great quarterback because he's 13-11 in postseason play? Bradshaw, though, by the way, 14-5 in postseason. Pretty awesome.
Tom Brady, 18-7.
He's 18-8.
18-8.
18-8. Great career, no question. And that's the thing. That his numbers are great. His postseason's great. He's been to five Super Bowls, and he's won a couple of MVPs. So I got no problem with Tom Brady. Tom Brady's spectacular. And you know what? If Tom Brady wins the Super Bowl next year, I'll be making the argument that Tom Brady's the greatest of all time. Joe Montana, by the way, 16-7, in case anyone's curious about that. Mike, what's up?
Hello, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm not bad. And like you said, I think the main thing is it's not any one quarterback that wins or loses. It's the team. But it is the quarterback gets all the accolades when they win and all the hits when they lose. But Did it seem to you, it seemed to me, maybe I was just looking at it differently, but it seemed to me like they just seemed, Denver seemed off all night. It looked like Peyton was literally placing players where they should be and pointing out things. I was fully expecting to get an eagle eye cam over where he goes, okay, you're the bottle cap, you're the twig.
Yeah.
I mean, it just looked like they were dysfunctional all night long.
No, they looked awful offensively. And that's not the team that most of us who have watched Denver play multiple times this year. That's not. And again, Seahawks defense had a lot to do with it, but that did not look like the Denver offense we watched all year.
No, the snap kind of initiated the whole outcome of the whole game. Once that happened, it just went downhill from there, unfortunately.
Yep.
But I just wondered if anybody else saw that. I kid you not, I was fully expecting a view over the huddle and have a bottle cap and a rock and a twig.
When everything goes a team's way and they're as good or better than the other team, things can really get ugly in a hurry. That doesn't mean that those guys are 30 points better than Denver. I don't believe that. I mean, I watched a game this year with UCA. They played a team that they were very evenly matched with, a team that ended up going to the playoffs. UCA didn't. And they beat them by like 35 points in Conway this year. Doesn't mean they're 35 points better than them. They just, everything that could go right went right. Everything go wrong for the other team did. But I will say this. I picked Seattle, and I thought Seattle was the better team. I didn't feel great about it. Denver just had you know what? It's like Kenny Rogers once saying, you picked a fine time to leave me, Lucille. They picked a terrible time to the worst game of the year for themselves.
Probably the worst game that the Broncos have played in years.
Yes.
And, I mean, here's one thing that I haven't heard too much about. How much of the blame goes on John Fox? They didn't look like a team that was ready to play in the Super Bowl.
I don't know what their offensive preparation's like, because all you hear about is how Peyton calls his own plays and Peyton's his own offensive coordinator and this, that, and the other. When they're winning, that's great. But when they're losing, then all of a sudden it's like, well, maybe if they had some other voices in his ear, it would. And I'm sure there are other guys that are contributing. I mean, I'm not going to say that that's not the case, but I don't know. Anyway, Mike, I appreciate it, but you're right. You make a great point. That's as bad as they can play. And I don't think Seattle could play a whole lot better. I mean, Russell Wilson was darn near perfect last night.
Mm-hmm.
Adam.
Yes. Clint Sterner, he dropped the ball. We lost. Houston Nutt, blah, blah, blah. Just other stuff to talk about. There you go.
Okay.
Yep, that's all I got, man.
All right, I don't know what that means. Hey, Ben.
Hey. I just wanted to mention that, first of all, Vince Ferragamo got to the Super Bowl, and if he's on any mountain, it's like this waste management mountain outside of Sherwood. And secondly, Joe Capp got to the Super Bowl. I mean, it's not where you get. It's what you do in the totality of your career, not just isolated instances, because football is such a team game.
Right. That's why when people say starting quarterbacks win-loss record, it's bothersome to me. There's a lot more to it that goes into it.
That's right. Fran Tarkington was a great quarterback, and a lot of times he didn't need an offensive line.
Yeah, there's no question. I mean, Jim Kelly on a lot of teams could have won a Super Bowl. You tell me that Jim Kelly played for the Cowboys and they were beating the Bills' brains out that he couldn't win a Super Bowl for them? I think he could have.
You bet. So
and he played with a couple Hall of Famers, too, in a losing effort.
And that's true, but his team didn't measure up.
Exactly.
And for a lot of times, a team can cover for a mediocre quarterback. And I don't think Joe Capp was even mediocre. I think he was like, he'd be at the bottom of waste management mountain. He wouldn't even be up there with.
Is this a sponsored mountain?
I don't know. You know what? I enjoyed the tournament this week, and then they got the sponsor down in Phoenix. I didn't see any garbage anywhere. Anyway, we got